The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Putting a visual guide on wedding invitations so your guests know what to do. Is it right? Is it wrong? Joining us, it's Karen Thomas. When it comes to etiquette, she is the number one lady you need. You can find her online at ktetiquette.com. Karen, I posted a reel about this. I got some backlash that people said it was nuts, but I want your thoughts. You know how like when you go to the grocery store and they have like the symbols for vegan food or gluten-free food? There's like a symbol and you see that symbol and you know it's safe. I said that wedding invitations should have a symbol, like a little kid with an X through it if you don't want kids. Put how much, how expensive the wedding is, like a plate with a couple pluses next to it. Is it budget or expensive?
Easy to read identifiers, really.
Yeah. Is it going to be a cash bar? Like there should be some kind of thing for that. And people were like, that's ridiculous. And I was like, well, people don't know what they're doing when they're going to weddings. Let me know if I got to wear a gown or a T-shirt.
And you are just so on point with all of those, and I love the reel you did. I love that. Putting these cues, these social cues, on the invitations nowadays is almost necessary because people have become so lax in their etiquette norms that they don't know what to do. They should put on their no children or attire. That is another one. What type of attire?
So, you know, it seems to me, Karen, like this would be easy and this would be well accepted because nowadays couples have more expectations of their guests than ever before. So why not just clearly communicate to your people what it is that you expect? If you're going to be harboring feelings over people that didn't, you know, respect your vision or whatever, you have to share your vision with them.
Correct. Absolutely correct. Now, the only thing that I disagree with is the plate cost.
Oh.
And the only reason I disagree with that, only because that is not the etiquette norm now. It's not about the plate cost. The money factor, if you're giving that for a gift for a wedding, goes by how well you know the couple. The plate cost does not come into that equation anymore.
Karen, you don't know enough Italian people, because you know what us Italians do? We keep the envelope open. We leave the envelope open, and then if it's like we go there and the food is horrible and there's no cocktail hour or there's like no desserts or whatever.
You pull it back.
I go right into the bathroom. I go into the stall, I take money right out of that envelope, and I put it back in my wallet. That's what I'll do.
Listen, I know because I'm 100% Italian as well, so I know the drill.
The other Italian etiquette is we write down what everybody gave us.
Of course.
So I go into the book. I'm like, let me see. All right, here we go.
You have to refer.
Absolutely.
It's a two-step verification.
Absolutely. And you laugh about it, but it is true. I mean, you know, to compare with what was given or what was not given, absolutely.
You know, Karen, I got this text message during a show a couple weeks ago, and they were saying there's no direction cards in wedding invitations anymore. And I started thinking about it, and like, there's not, because everybody just plugs it into a GPS. But remember,
right.
We used to put direction cards in there, like the venues used to hand them out. So we've already made the invitations smaller. Like, people don't even do RSVP cards anymore. You go online to RSVP a lot of these events. So what would be the big deal to just add a little card showing you what to wear, what to expect, and what they're expecting of you? And ta-da, everybody's happy.
And I agree 1,000%. And exactly like you said, Raven, if people don't know what the expectations are, how are they going to follow them? So you should be very clear with that.
And if you tell somebody what your expectations are, they can make their decision on whether they're attending based on that and other factors.
100% agreed.
Boom, solved it.
All right. You want to learn more about Karen Thomas? You can find her online at ktetiquette.com. Thank you, Karen.
Thank you.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.